Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 29th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how you doing this week?
Good, you?
I'm doing great. I've got some Gilball miniatures I'm working on. I've actually painted something. I'm printing all kinds of crap for the Gilball Nationals, 3D printing, that is. Life is good. You?
I'm almost done with the unicorn. Not the unicorn. The
hippopotamus?
The hippopotamus. It's in the oven right now. It's cooling down.
It's like a cupcake.
Yeah. I'll just have to finish one of the feet that I couldn't access while it was on the cork. And do the tab, and it's done.
Sweet. I'm looking forward to seeing that finished product. That sweet, sweet hippopotamus. I just love saying that. That sounds, anyway. All right. So, busy week this week. Lots of stuff, even after the trimming. So, we better get this started. Otherwise, we'll be doing a 3-hour news show.
Yeah. It was a big release of week of releases.
That's cool. That means I'll have to ramble less to fill up the time. So, starting this, first up this week, we're going to do our new releases as normal. And top of the list is Artel W Miniatures. Red Angel bust on pre-order.
So this is a bust of what could only be called Engron.
Yeah, there's not even hiding it. Not even a little bit, right?
No.
It is very cool looking, though.
Yes, it is.
Plenty of skulls, so you could mistake it for an actual GW model. I'm looking at the packaging, how it's boxed. It's excellently packaged.
The package is just so cool.
Well, it's not like a plastic bag inside a little box with a bunch of stuff in it, right? Everything's sure. Foam packed. It's preserved. It's well protected, I should say. It's preserved. It's like jam. yeah, so it's well protected. It looks really nice. And I think the price point's quite reasonable. $85 US?
It's a high-end bust.
Yeah. But I think for $85 US, that's not bad considering the size of it.
Yeah, the he's big, for sure. And he's not simple.
No, he's a lot of parts.
Yeah.
And very highly detailed. And quite, like, that axe is huge, right?
Yes, yeah.
And the skulls, I mean, if they charge you by the skull, GW would have to charge you at least $160 for this. So I think $85 is a steal, or at least a very reasonable price.
Yeah. So he's on pre-order right now. The price will go up after that. The pre-order goes up to June 15th.
Yeah. I mean, he's 137, so he's 13 centimeters, almost 14 centimeters to the top of the axe.
Yeah.
And the axe is 160 millimeters long. Obviously, this is sculpted in Europe because they're metric. Just throw that out there. All right. Next up, Avatars of War has a couple releases. Suna of Sunastal and Warrior Priestess.
Yeah, so those are two releases for the Empire, or the Empire of Men, or the...
whatever they're calling themselves
the
now.
Humans in the Ninth Age. Suna of Sunastal is a character. She looks like a warrior mage.
Maybe a paladin or something?
Yeah, something like that. I like the miniature, but the artwork for it is really nice. I really like the art style of the concept artist.
Actually, you know what? She might be a Sigmar kind of thing going on.
Yeah, I think so.
If you read the fluff, it says she's primarily worshipped in the human nations of Vettia, especially in the Empire of Sunastal, which is named after her. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm guessing it's kind of a Sigmar-type character.
Yes, I think so too. And the other one is a generic warrior priestess. So we had the warrior priest in Warhammer, so that's a female version of it.
You know what? I am stupid, Antoine. All this time I've been talking about Frostgrave and how I couldn't find models that I liked and mixed and matched. I thought about trying to use Warhammer models, but it was tough to get. Why am I not looking at the characters from these guys?
Yes.
This is excellent.
Yes.
It's not going to be cheap.
Nope.
but it will look awesome.
And depending on what faction you go for, they do have plastic kits. It's mostly Chaos and Dwarf, I think. But they do have plastic kits now.
Yeah, I've been looking for humans or anything else. But these models are just fantastic. I always forget what avatars were. I guess because we don't play fantasy anymore, so I don't think about them a lot.
Yeah.
You know, back in the olden days when we played Warhammer Fantasy. A moment of silence for Warhammer Fantasy. Okay. But yeah, so I think pricing is the same. Yeah, so 12 euros each, which is pretty reasonable. I think those are both resin, are they not? Doesn't say.
I'm not sure.
It doesn't seem to say, but I'm guessing that they're resin. I don't think...
It could be metal, because the original...
Yeah, one metal Avatars warrior priestess. War yep.
was metal.
Yep. No, they are metal. Metal, as Steve would say. All right. They're gorgeous models, though. Check them out. Next up, Wargame exclusive. Chaos Eternal Champion.
So, another of those I am not Lucius the Eternal at all proxy thing.
I just want to point out that it's a male and it's fully dressed. Yes. So, Wargame exclusive, breaking out of the mold.
Well, we've been seeing that for the last three or four releases.
But this is a Slaanesh release, right? So we could have accepted it if he was, you know, naked and he wasn't holding his whip, but maybe holding another whip or something, you know. Like, we could understand because it's Slaanesh, but it's all good. They aimed higher than my expectations. There's nary a penis in sight. No, I think he looks pretty awesome. Very well detailed. Definitely better than the original Lucish model.
I could even say maybe a bit too busy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on in the armor. I didn't realize all the faces and stuff. I guess the skin or the stress that's draped over the armor or stretched over the armor. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of war for the Bender, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it is a 30-euro model.
Yeah.
So it's not inexpensive. It makes sense that if you're paying that price, you want something incredibly highly detailed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at least they deliver for that price point. All right. What do we have next? Okay, it's Figon. And I'm trying to pronounce his name. Ibizladeth? The Necromancer? Ibizladeth?
Yeah.
Because the E is pronounced, right? It's not silent. Ibizladeth, the Necromancer.
I'm sure it's a pen one on Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm sure it is too.
So, La Necromancienne. So, Necromancer, like you said.
Yeah, sorry. I anglicized it.
She is weird. First, it's a full model. It's not just a bust. It's an 80 millimeter scale model, so pretty big. She's mostly naked, having an extra arm. It's not the female figure we usually see. Like, she doesn't have giant breasts. She's almost skeletal.
Yeah, she's obviously been working on herself, right? So
yeah. She's grafted an extra arm. She has kind of a Egyptian feel a bit to her because of the weapons.
Yeah, it probably makes it easier for her to drive and put on her makeup at the same time. I'm sorry, that was kind of sexist.
Yeah.
But it was still kind of funny. So. I really like the model. It does definitely have an Egyptian feel, or like almost a Tomb Kingsy, you know, going back to fantasy again for a second.
Yeah.
You know, right down to the shape of the swords and the staff. No, I really like it. Wow, and she's cheap. I mean, cheap for the size. 49 euros?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I realize it's still expensive, but for an 80mm fig, that seems quite inexpensive.
Yes.
But is Figon? Figon, generally speaking, does not overcharge for their stuff, so I guess it makes sense. This is available now, or is it pre-order? It looks like it's available now. I don't see anything about pre-order.
Now, yeah.
So there you go. Get your giant necromancer woman right away. All right. Next up, Privateer Press, June Mini Crate.
So this Lance awesome. Minicrate is the Pharaoh Brigand War Valkyrie. She is replacing the Pharaoh Brigand Warlord, which is the attachment to the Pharaoh Brigands. And that's enough Brigands for now.
Yeah, and if you subscribe by June 19th, not only is it my birthday, you can get this fine Pharaoh figure.
She looks cool.
She does.
I have enough Warlord already, but she looks so much better than the old one.
I have a unit of Brigands from the Company of Iron box. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, someday I'll get around to it. Someday I'll do something with it. And then I saw this, I'm like, I guess I'm doing that in June. I don't really know what I'll use them for, but I get up that model.
Yeah.
It is, I think, it's honestly one of the nicest mini crate models we've seen thus far.
Yeah. I agree. But I have a bias. So.
I know, you've got a pig fetish. But that's okay.
Yeah. And Elga is my favorite pig model, so she fits in that aesthetic. So.
Yep. No, I think it looks awesome. $20 US. Free shipping to Canada. Subscribe by June 19th to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, another Privateer Press. New Legion releases.
Yeah, so other new releases from their latest CID. This time, it's Amok the True Bearer. It's a Nogren solo carrying a giant stone-carved beast. I have not looked at his background, so I'm not sure what it is.
Maybe it's Everblight's... The main Aethank, or someone else's Aethank, could be.
Maybe. I'm not sure, I've not looked at it. And the second one is the Blighted Rotwing, which is a unit of a Carrion Bird. Blighted Carrion Bird, for sure.
Yep. Yeah, Beast Pack. They look pretty cool.
No, they're not a Beast Pack, they're a unit. Aren't
they? Oh, no, you're right, they're a unit.
Yeah.
You are totally correct. My bad. All right. Suiva next. Warlord Games. Conflict 47, Defiance on pre-order.
So, Defiance is their second expansion book. This time it brings up the force of the divided force of Italy. So, you have the royalist co-belligerent Italian army and the fascist national republican army. So, you have both sides. It adds those two new forces to Conflict 47. It also adds, they revised some of the rules and also added new units and new tech for all the other factions. So all kinds of stuff. There's new models going with the release of the book. So we won't go through the whole list. But, it's some new stuff.
And it comes with a special figure, I think.
Yes, it does.
Capitano Maximus Lombardi. With a name like that, he must be Italian.
Would fit with the theme of the book.
Yeah. And $30 US for the book?
Yep. It's on pre-order right now, and until the release date is late July.
And it says free shipping available. It's pre-order, one book, one vehicle. I think they meant one miniature. I think there's a misprint on their page, but that's pretty cool. All right, next in line, Norbert Miniatures, new releases.
So this is a bunch of Chaos Dwarf themed miniatures and some ogres. So first we have the Elma, which is...
The Hell Cannon, of course.
Yeah, the Hell Cannon with the Chaos Dwarf servants. We also have two units of guardians, immortal guardians. So, there's a unit and a unit with the command section.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, we have some ogres. They look like ogres. They call them trolls. Kind of Lord of the Ring trolls look.
You know what though? Sorry, going back for a second. The dwarves are quite reasonably priced.
Yes.
12 euros for 10 models? Yeah. Yeah, I realize they're dwarves and they're dwarf-sized, but still, for resin models, that price?
Yeah, if those were out when the Game Workshop, the Forge World Chaos Dwarf book came out,
yeah,
I would probably have gotten into the army instead. I think the Game Workshop price is like 30 or 40 pounds for a unit of 10.
Yeah, exactly.
The difference is crazy. And they look good. I like the Forge World look just a bit more, but for the difference in price, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. And the trolls look like Lord of the Rings trolls.
Yeah.
And 25 euros for 3? Like that's again, very good for resin models that size.
Mm-hmm.
And if you buy the trolls individually, they're 10 euros each. So even a bit of a savings there. All right. Next up, Mantic Games, new Asterians for Warpath.
Yeah, so they have some of the new vehicle that's called the Kira Transporter or Chroma Force Platform, some weapon drones, and the Cypher Specialist. Those are the new releases. So you get them combined either individually or combined with other stuff for some new force. But the new flyer, I especially like.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. 30 pounds. I don't know the size, so it's hard to judge.
Yeah.
But 30 pounds seems quite expensive for a plastic kit.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, let's put that in parentheses. 30 pounds seems quite expensive for a plastic kit that's not Games Workshop. Unless it's pretty sizable.
Expensive for Mantic, especially.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess maybe that's it. Because now I think about it, I guess a Warjack is, what, about $45 Canadian at retail?
Yeah, something
for like a plastic that. Kit? And 30 pounds would be about $60 Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it makes sense. It just, I think Mantic spoiled us for too long.
Yeah. Without the size, it's hard to see.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have this idea of scale.
And that one is hard plastic. It's not rustic.
But you know, it's odd. So here's a good deal. So if you buy one, it's 30 pounds. But if you buy a set of three, they're 75 pounds.
Yes.
So that saves 15 pounds. That becomes more interesting.
And Mantic don't shy away from doing deals. So looking at either their combo packs or their force deals, it's always a good value.
Yeah, I don't know the fluff behind these behind this force. You got a weird, interesting look, kind of samurai-y robot alien. I don't even know.
Yeah, their Asterians are their elf replacements. So Eldar, probably. But they have their own take on it, for sure.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking. The models are a bit simple, I think, in terms of the way their armor is designed.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the infantry, but the vehicles, those are really good.
I think it's interesting they tried to do something so different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it worked, but anyway, maybe that's just me. All right, next up, Bit Studio Shadow Spike Terrain Kits.
I think it's Bit Spudlo.
Oh, yes, sorry, Bit Spudlo. Yes, like my brain completely just looked at that and said studio.
we see correct. That so often in the miniatures names.
Yeah, exactly. So this is Shadow Spike Terrain. This is Shadespire.
Shadow Spike, Shadespire.
yeah.
So it's two terrain packs for Shadespire. They represent the same thing, so you get three pieces, one for a single X, one for a double X, and the last one for a triple X, yep. Which do fit, I think, with the actual stuff right now.
Yeah, exactly. Just under 19 euros for resin terrain pieces. They're nice. I mean, one is very, obviously, corn-themed. One is more like Imperium-themed. Sigmar-themed?
Yes, yes, yeah.
It's like crypts and walls and like a wooden. What is that? It's a bell frame.
Yeah. It works with the names too. One is the Sepulcher, the other one is the Reavers. And Reavers particularly fits with the corn dudes in Shadespire. So.
Yep, absolutely.
They're really well detailed.
And they're all one piece.
Yes.
There's no assembly, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, I think for the price, it's very reasonable for what it is. All right. That finishes all our regular releases. Now we're going on to the Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. First up is an oldie but a goodie, a company we've seen several times before now, Stonehaven Miniatures, doing Stonehaven Adventures 2018.
Yeah, I like them. I like them a lot. So those are 28mm pewter miniatures to use either for RPGs, Dungeon Crawl, just hobby painting, Frostgrave, whatever you want. Yeah. You're looking for Frostgrave models? They would fit the foot so well for that.
Yeah. And
they have their line is so vast.
Yeah, it's expanded quite a bit. Yeah. And Stonehaven's was so reasonably priced. They've always been very, very good for pricing. Right now, I mean, just looking at the pledge levels, $8 gets you a single adventure, $12 US gets you two, $21 gets you an adventuring party.
Which are five miniatures.
Yeah. $38 gets you two adventuring parties. Like, it's just, you know, $55, $3, and so on and so forth. It's a really good deal. And they have so many cool models. Their dwarf line of models is awesome. They have, didn't they have a halfling line as well?
They have halflings. They have half orcs. They have orcs. They have some trolls that came out with the dwarves, I think.
Yep.
Or I don't remember which set they came out with. Or they add trolls to almost other lines. You got one of the trolls when we went to Gen Con.
Yes. Yeah, I have one of the trolls.
Yeah.
I gave away my dwarves that I bought.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Liz Beckley collected dwarves, she told me. So when she was here, I was like, well, I'm never going to get to paint these, which is a shame because I could use those as my Frostgrave warband.
Yes.
So I gave them to her as a gesture, you know, just to be nice. And I don't know if she's ever painted them, but...
If you go for a dwarf, I still have their dwarf hunter with the boar on his back, if you want him.
I know how much you like dwarves.
Yeah, but like you said, when will I get to paint
them? Yeah, well, that's just it, right? So,
I already have one of their miniature on a paint cork.
The undead dwarf?
The undead dwarf. It's been like that for a year and a half, at least.
At least.
When will I get to the other one that's not prepped yet? I don't know. They still, they do look cool anyway, so.
Yeah, and their pricing is funny. So a human dwarf half-elf or owl-folk-sized miniature, $5. Kobolds or goblin-sized are $4. And Gripply and Modron-sized, I guess that's small, I don't know, are $3 US for add-ons. I mean, can't go wrong.
No.
So let's look at the numbers. Okay. So they were looking for 5,000 US. They're currently at 13,182 US with 24 days left to go. So this should be fine. This Kickstarter should fully fund on Friday, June 22nd, 2018. Next up, our local guy, M3 Studios.
Yes.
The Pathway Project, Phase 2, Sci-Fi Wargame Terrain.
Yes, so Jean-Virgile went from all handmade foam and bits pieces to 3D design. So this time, instead of being all imperial kind of gothic look, this is Toe-inspired.
Terrain for the greater good.
Yeah, terrain for the character good. That's a really good call. So it's all Toe-inspired. It's a lot of big pieces. So when you look at the pledge, the pledge amounts are pretty big, but you get a lot of stuff for what you pledge for. Or you get at least big pieces.
So is he selling STLs or what's going on?
Yes, so you can get either it cast or you can get the STL file if you want to print them yourself. So you have both options.
Yeah, because I'm looking at some of them. It's interesting. He has a picture of a printed version. And it's definitely FDM print. So, filament. And it looks like it printed pretty clean. It's going to need some cleanup. There's some fairly big overhangs and stuff. So, it might be not problematic to print, but not the easiest stuff to print, just because of its shapes. But it looks like it did a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. I don't know what printer he's using, but it seemed to do very well. I like the look of it. Let's talk about pledge levels a bit. Entry level pledge is $75 Canadian, which is the cast resin listening post.
Yeah, the listening post being one small building and looks like a small, either a regular building or a bunker and a comm tower.
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to understand his. I got distracted because I started reading his object and STL file pledge level, and I don't really understand it. So pledge the value of the items you want from the list you'll find on the campaign page. Oh, so I guess there's further down there's a list of like price for STL. Exactly. So you just you pick that pledge level and then you figure out how many.
Like you can get all
digital file prices,
digital files for 130 Canadian. Yep. Or you can get parts for 10 to 20 bucks.
And they're quite reasonable. Yeah, $10, $25 for buildings and the big guns, $3 for little like consoles and drone ports. I think it's very reasonably priced. Okay, so let's look at the numbers. So he was looking for $2,000 Canadian. He's currently at $3,600, almost $3,700 Canadian, with 22 backers and 22 days left to go. So his Kickstarter is fully funded. And it will complete on Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Next up, Ilgutten Games, Kinfinvara, 3D printable Goblin Village.
Yeah, we're on the team of 3D printing. It continues. So this time it's for Fantasy Goblin. Terrain. Small huts, small fortifications, regular items. You even get files for goblins themselves, so to print the miniatures. The miniatures are that well detailed. I'm not a big fan of them, but the terrain parts I do like.
Yeah, I think the truth of the matter is the goblins were designed to be printed on FDM. So there's not a lot of big overhangs. There's not a lot of deep cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So the detail's kind of muted. But I think for like a D&D game, still perfectly serviceable.
For sure.
Definitely works. The buildings and stuff, I'll say, we discussed it beforehand, they're kind of square-ish. But that may be the aesthetic he's going for. They're kind of blocky, right?
Yeah.
And it's not a printing byproduct. It's a design choice. So they look a little weird to me. It might be to make them easier to print.
Yes.
One of the biggest challenges with 3D printing is it's 3D printing. I do a lot of it. I understand better than most. It's challenging sometimes for no apparent reason. I do like it. I think his price points are quite reasonable too. All the buildings and stretch goals are $45 US. Just the buildings and stretch goals. If you want all base rewards, which includes the Goblin Villager and Warband files and the village. It's $50 US. And everything for $55 US. Is that right?
Yep.
And for $250, that's nice. They have a license to print the things and sell them. So that I think we're going to see more and more of. Because people are aware that you're going to do it anyway. So at least they give you the option to buy a license to do it so you can do it, you know.
Legally.
Well, legally is it's so gray, right? It's sadly in this world, it's so easy to steal other people's intellectual property.
Yeah, sure.
At least it gives you the chance to do something the right way, and it gives them a chance to get some reward for it, which is nice for the creators. Anyway, he was looking for $650 Canadian. $500 US, and he's currently at $3,500 US, so he's fully funded. Then this Kickstarter will still has 19 days left to go, and it'll be completed on Sunday, June 17th, 2018. On to our next 3D printing Kickstarter, Eslo, 3D printable forts, castles, and more.
Yeah, the title is pretty short, but the list of items and type of buildings you can print is long. There is a lot of choice, a lot of variations.
And again, I think it's super well priced. If you have access to a 3D printer, you get everything. So three different styles of of sets. So you get a castle, you get what is it, like the medieval castle, not the medieval castle, the Asian castle, and like a town?
Yeah, a village.
A village, yeah. For 99 euros. You know, so I really think that the pricing is very reasonable. If you just want like a simple castle, you know, 32 euros. I think it's great. 32 euros for the village. If you just want, they have a nice combo pledge. 55 euros gives you two choices, which I think is actually what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to back that today for 55 euros. I think it's a great deal. And then I can print some buildings for something stuff.
Prosgrey, you've been mentioning it often today.
Yeah, well, so. That, cause I'll have this, and I have the Abbey Kickstarter that I also backed. Plus another set of towers and stuff that we bought for me and my friend. So, yeah, we'll be Frostgraven all over the place. We could do a Frostgrave tournament, print full tables worth of terrain. I'll start printing now. It'll be done in 2 or 3 years. It'll be great. All right, let's look at the numbers here. Looking for 1,000 euros is his goal. He's currently at 3,512 euros. So he's three times what he needs, basically. 42 backers, 26 days left to go. This Kickstarter will fully fund on June 24th, 2018. All right, next, not 3D printed.
Nope.
But it is a Blood Bowl proxy. So, Zenit Miniatures, Orphans Team for Fantasy Football.
Yes, yeah.
It wouldn't be a week without a Blood Bowl proxy.
Yeah. But it's Orphans.
Wait a minute. Zenit Miniatures... Didn't they do...
They do Nemesis, small games with the little orphan insect guys.
So yeah, and
in a Blood Bowl proxy team.
I was looking at it like, wait a minute, Antoine's painted some of these guys before.
Yeah, I have a bunch of them.
And then it clicked, yeah.
So that's funny. It's what you get is 14 orphans in the base pledge, all... In their team, they disguise themselves as insects to protect the forest. So you have different type. You have their ants, you have their scorpions, you have your mantis, grasshopper, all kinds of them. They each... I think the team is supposed to be a halfling proxy team. So the different looks are just to use the team from the Nemesis game. And yeah. The other two miniatures are two Treemen, and they do fit the team. There is a giant Treemen that comes with the game with Nemesis, and it looks a bit similar to those two, so it fits their.
I like the way they did the Treemen. They're kind of simple looking, blocky. They look more like constructs, less naturally occurring things, like golems, kind of like golems.
Yes.
So I think this is a. Not golems. Golems is a thing from Hobbit. Golems. They look like golems. Sorry.
My French ears don't hear the difference.
Golem versus golem. The O is different sounding.
Yeah, I hear the difference. I couldn't say which one was the right one.
Okay, well, I am saying. And all right, so the early bird special... 39 euros gets you the 14 halflings, two treemen, and all the unlocked stretch goals.
It's a really good price.
And then it goes up to 49 after the early bird.
Yeah, and the stretch goals are most of the sidelines.
The support people.
Support
like,
people.
Like Paco the Chef,
yeah,
who is unlocked.
The first unlock, or tokens like the turn marker, reroll marker, and you also get some as add-ons. You can get special characters like the star players.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. All right, so let's look at the numbers here. So they were looking for 4,000 euros, and they're currently at 6,113 euros. So they fully funded. With 20 days left to go, and this Kickstarter should fully fund Monday, June 18th, 2018. And that's that, Antoine. We've made it through another list.
Yeah, a long one.
And in good time, 36 minutes. We're getting good at this. Just, 4 years in, we're finally at a reasonable clip. All right, Antoine. Thanks for all the hard work. I'll see you again next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.